Welcome to the Holistic You podcast. I'm your host, James Wyler. The purpose of this podcast is to teach you the things you didn't get taught at school, to teach you the things your parents didn't teach you about what it is to live a happy, healthy, and balanced life. Each week, we'll bring you expert guests to help you break down into bite-sized digestible pieces important life lessons you need to know. This will inspire you with confidence for your own personal journey. Welcome back to another episode of the Holistic You podcast. Today we are joined by Jenna Brown. Now, Jenna Brown is a yogi and also a holistic health coach. And the reason I wanted to get Jenna on the show is because Jenna's yoga is all about helping us cope with life struggles. So in line with the philosophy around what we're trying to achieve here at the Holistic You podcast, Jenna is aiming to arm us with the tools to teach us the things that our parents didn't teach us or that we didn't get taught at school. And specifically, it's all about spirituality today with Jenna. Welcome to the show, Jenna.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be here. Yeah.
Absolute pleasure. And where are you coming from today, Jenna, just for the listeners?
Yeah, so I'm just outside of Byron Bay. I'm in a place called Nuribar, where I moved to around, just be over a year now. So I've lived in Byron Bay for the last 8 years, but currently in Nuribar, which is like 5 minutes away from the centre. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think I've been to Nuribar before. It feels like the home of spirituality is in northern New South Wales. It's just like this majestic place, isn't it?
It definitely feels like that, especially for yoga. I feel like this and Ubud in Bali are two of the biggest spots of yoga, and especially yoga teachers per capita. I actually lived in Ubud for a year and did my first teacher training there around 6 years ago. So yeah, I got kind of thrown into the deep end with all the yoga teachers, which has been good because, you know, I've had to really study and be on top of my game with so many amazing teachers around as well. So yeah.
Yeah. And everyone that's listening can probably tell there's a little bit of an accent. So where's that from, Jenna?
Yeah. So I'm originally from just outside of Manchester in the UK. And yeah, I moved here, like I said, about 8 years ago via Thailand. I went to Thailand for a little while and then just kind of came straight to Byron Bay. And back then I was a dental nurse and I was working at a holistic practice. So yeah, I did dental nursing for a few years and then kind of stumbled upon the yoga path here in Byron and left the dental world and fully jumped into the yoga world. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And for everyone listening, Jenna is a fan of Manchester United, not Manchester City. So don't hold that against her. Okay, so what prompted the interest in yoga originally for you?
Yeah, you know, look, when I left the UK, I wasn't on a spiritual journey. Well, at least I didn't think I was on a spiritual journey back then. There was something that definitely had me leaving the UK without really a rhyme or a reason. I would say that was definitely my calling back then that I didn't really know about. Because the way that kind of went is I was going through a little bit of turmoil myself, experiencing a few difficulties, and I just lost my grandma who raised me quite a lot. So I literally saved up kind of the money what I could at the time and booked a one-way ticket out to the other side of the world on my own. And now looking back, the way that everything kind of came together and the steps, it was definitely to lead me and refind this path again of yoga. For me, I went to my first class in Byron when I first arrived and it actually got bought me as a present. And I was like, kind of didn't feel really to go, if I was honest. But I went to the first class and was kind of hooked from day one. It was definitely the physical attraction that drew me in at the start, but there was something more on a subtle level that kept drawing me back that I couldn't quite understand. And then after attending these yoga classes for like a year, I really wanted to learn more. So that's when I moved to Bali and I was doing holistic health coaching there via my online platform back then. And that's when I enrolled on my first yoga teacher training to kind of figure out what am I experiencing and really what is yoga, because that wasn't really explained in the classes that I was going to, but I felt I had to do that teacher training to really understand it more.
Yeah, because I've been in those classes too. I am a part-time yogi, obviously not as experienced as yourself. And I was actually going to do some yoga training myself because I was interested in the underlying philosophy. So can you just tell us a bit more when you do go through and actually do a yoga instructor course? Because I know you're now, I think you've got 1,000 hours of practice, which is amazing. Well, what do you actually learn in that yoga training?
Yeah, the kind of the basic structure of a yoga teacher training, it depends which one you sign up for, but a lot of teacher trainings now, you can get a basic qualification within 200 hours. And they'll all kind of cover topics on, obviously, alignment, philosophy, breath, the meditation part, the ethical codes. Like, there's a lot to take in within 200 hours. For me, it's looking back, because I've done 2 200 hours and a 300 hours. Looking back, I really feel like if you are to sign up, it's good to do over a gradual process, because there's a lot of information, like I said, to take in over 3 weeks. But yeah, they are basically kind of the structures is anatomy, philosophy, practical, sequencing is another one, you know, the breath, the mind. There's so much to a yoga practice that I think gets overlooked. There is a lot to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow, there's a lot of areas that you covered there. The one I'm really interested in is because whenever I've gone to a yoga class, I must say all the instructors just seem so calm and chilled. They just have this kind of really calm and relaxed demeanor. And I'm always quite jealous of how they can just kind of hold themselves like that. So you mentioned philosophy. What do you say, like, what would you actually say is the philosophy of yoga? Like, how does that work? Can you explain that for like a layman?
Yeah, this has been 8 years of practice, me trying to put it into one sentence. but that is all what I'm about. So this is why I'm creating my online platform, is to try and gift some of these complicated sciences in a way that people can understand, because I feel like that is not in the world right now. You know, it's been me going on all these teacher trainings and heading the scriptures and having a guru and some other teachers to just even pick up on the more simplest of just one lines from these texts. And I think there was a pretty well-known guy that a lot of the teacher trainings cover as a book or a text called The Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. It's about a guy that writ the scriptures that kind of condensed yoga into one line. So little sutras in a book that you can just take one sutra from and practice on. And in the first line of the book, he explains what yoga is. And it goes something like Chitti Vritti Nirodha, which means yoga is freeing the fluctuations of the mind. That's how he describes yoga. So ultimately trying to become more thoughtless, less in the mind, less thoughts, more space. So for me, I try and describe yoga as ultimately trying to create space. You know, the head is filled with quite a lot of thoughts and things to do right now, especially in the world that we live in. So just creating more freedom through space, not only in the body, but also in the mind, is kind of like a good way, I would say, to describe it in the very basic terms. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And I'm glad you translated some of those words that you said. Okay. And then so practically speaking, I know we're not in a yoga studio now, but can you talk us through how you teach people how to get into that mindset where they're freeing their mind?
Yeah, you know, for me, James, I really feel like my teachings has changed since starting off at the beginning of teaching 8 years ago. Now I really come from a place of teaching to who presents.
So some days you might get a person attend the class that has never done yoga before, and it might be very basic alignment or explaining what yoga is. Sometimes it could even be a conversation just so people feel more at ease. Or other times you might get somebody that needs a little bit more from a physical practice. So I really try and gauge who attends now in the room and direct my teachings to that. So some days that could be just talking and more philosophy. Other days that could be more of a stronger physical practice. And other days that could be a more restorative, nurturing practice. So really, the teachings of yoga needs to kind of be more of like a prescription for what somebody needs. And everybody is dealing with different things. So it really changes to the person that comes to class or the amount of people that I've got in the class, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's quite adaptive.
It is. It is now. You know, back in the day when I was first starting out, it would be a theme or it would be a sequence and I would stick to that one point, but now it's very adaptive. Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Yeah, okay. And when I was reading up on yoga, there's this notion of eight limbs. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, so this is Patanjali, what I was talking about, and he's concised the yoga teachings into eight limbs. So he'll say anybody starting off on the yoga path, then the first two limbs are all about ethical codes, how you treat yourself, how you treat others. And that's actually way before you even move to the asana, the physical form. He says that you should master these two before you progress to physical and breath and all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool. So do you mind just clarifying a bit more on those first two?
Yeah, what they mean? Yeah, so you've got to think of yoga, it can be quite confusing because there's many different lineages and there's many different kinds of yoga now in the world. But I think the easiest way to understand it is it all kind of stems from Hatha yoga. You kind of have Tantra right at the beginning, and then from Tantra you have Hatha, where a lot more of the physical shapes were being presented to the world. And then from Hatha, you have three main teachers that then brought it to the West. And a lot of the teachings that we do now kind of come from one of these teachers, which is Krishnamacharya. And another one of these famous teachers was Bikram, and he came from Yogananda. So it can get quite a little bit overwhelming. But if you think of Patanjali and the Yoga Sutras, for me, I like to take it back as far as I can, because then you take out all the confusion of all different interpretations and lineages. And Patanjali is basically saying, first of all, work with the ethical codes. So number one is yamas and niyamas, how you treat yourself. So the thoughts that go on in your head, the dialogue, you know, I'm not good enough, I can't do this. And then how we treat others. So this is where things like ahimsa comes in, nonviolence, and, you know, why a lot of yogis are vegetarian, because they don't believe in harming animals, all this stuff. Okay. Before you even get to the yoga postures, he's saying, master these first. Yeah.
Right. I think that's obviously really good philosophies to live by. So it's like, don't harm yourself, or be good to yourself and be good and don't harm others. Is that kind of what I'm picking up?
Kind of the way, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then you mentioned, I think the third thing you said was asana. So can you just talk us through what that means?
Which just basically means the physical postures. So that would be our practice in a yoga room. That would be the physical postures. Yeah. So that would be your vinyasa floor. That would be your yin. That would be your hatha or whatever. Yeah.
And you mentioned there's like different types of like denominations of those types of yoga. Is that?
Yeah. Like I said, to really try and make it in as simple as I can, it all stems, all the yoga practices that we do now stems from hatha. So you could say every yoga class you go to is a variation of some kind of hatha. And then there is three main teachers that came from hatha that brought it to the West: Shivananda, Yogananda, and Krishnamacharya. And Krishnamacharya had three main teachers of him, which was Iyengar, Bhikkhu Iyengar, Ashtanga, all these other ones. So it all kind of comes from that point. Okay. You see how it can get confusing?
So. I do, yeah, absolutely. Now that I can see that. And I'm just looking at these other limbs just because I'm trying to obviously learn. So the next one being pranayama, what's that?
So that's the breath.
Okay.
When you've mastered the ethical codes, when you've mastered the postures, then you work on mastering your breath.
Okay. Yeah. And how does one, like practically speaking, master their breath?
Well, you know, if you go to a yoga class, breath should be included in part of the practice. So you know, some teachers might just say, witness the breath, or Ujjayi, which is a simple form of breath, or Nadi Shodhana. There should be some kind of breath element in a yoga practice to make it complete.
Yeah, because I remember when I first started going, I was always, because I did Bikram yoga, hot yoga, and I was always sweating a lot. And then when I started to breathe slower and sort of calm myself down and follow the breath of the instructor, I would obviously sweat a lot less. So I think I was not following the breath, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and the next one is pratyahara. Have I got that right?
Pratyahara. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is basically sense withdrawal. So that's when I would say you start to go more within. So you start noticing the subtle aspects inside of the body. Yeah.
Okay. And then dharana?
Yep. And then this is concentration. So dharana is mind fixed on one point. So you're trying to concentrate on one point. And this is really important. Okay. For a lot of us, especially with all the distractions that we've got going on right now, phones and all this thing. So it's really weak. So dharana is a really good thing to cultivate, in the practice. Mm.
Okay. And then we've got dhyana?
Which is meditation. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So he's basically outlined, hey, here's step one to this, and this is how you achieve yoga. Yoga meaning union, no separation, to yoke, to bind, no thoughts. So he's just outlined the steps in how to achieve that in his commentary kind of thing.
Okay. Mm. And then finally, samadhi.
Which is yoga or pure bliss. Yeah, is that the essence.
Okay. Okay. Oh, cool. It looks like a good way to live your life, really. I can see why you've... why you're spreading the message. So into sort of your teachings a bit more. So can you just tell us a little bit more about your services and what you offer?
Yeah, I've been teaching for the last 5 years in Byron at the same place, but I've recently handed in my notice at that place because I'm now taking all my teachings online. Okay. So I've just launched my own platform literally last week. And everything's on my side. And it's really to gift yoga in a traditional way to the world, in a way that everybody can afford as well. So I've created a platform that offers yoga for $1 a day or $2 a day for the elite. And the difference is the elite, you get monthly kind of challenges to do and meditations and a close Facebook community to ask any questions. But the basic platform has like 20 and more being added to it every month of the basic yoga videos. And really, James, it's a place that I kind of want to gift, because I can be a yoga teacher trainer now, but my energy wants to be in helping people just starting on the path to really understand what it is without having to do a teacher training like I did. So I want to gift yoga in a way that's explained why do we do this breath? What is yoga philosophy without the needing to do a 200 hours and just really understand it more? So that's why I created the online platform, is a more thorough explanation. Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And obviously it's doing well because you've left your full-time job. So now it's a side hustle began, and now it's your full-time job. So congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how many people are using your services at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, I've only just launch within the last week, so it's not like I can retire just yet. But the numbers are obviously growing, and I've had a lot sign up from my previous classes that can now do it online with me. So really it's about networking and getting the word out and sharing with you and things like that. And, you know, enjoying it and growing with it. If I was to have 1,000 subscribers in that first night, then, you know, I kind of want to grow with it and the audience and evolve together. And this is my path and my dharma and what I feel I should give to the world. So actually enjoying it and trying to not get wrapped up in the numbers and the stress, you know, how it can be setting up a business and still really trying to still enjoy my own practice and give this because I enjoy gifting it, you know, not let the stress take away from what I'm trying to gift to the world. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a practice in itself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's always tough trying to obviously do all the other stuff in the background. We want to, I know we just want to focus on our subject and teach that, but there's lots of extra supporting stuff. But like you said, you got to get your message to the world, right? So where can people find you, Jenna?
Yeah, I can give you the link, James, but my main website is Jenna Brown Yoga. And if you click on online yoga, that will take you to another platform that offers all of my courses at the minute. So jennabrownyoga.com. Online yoga, and that will take you to the courses for the $1 a day yoga or the $2 a day elite package. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Jenna. Really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks, James. It's been nice to chat. And yeah, if anybody wants to reach out, please give me a little follow or a message on Instagram or on my email. And yeah, more than happy to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Thanks for listening to the Holistic You podcast, where we inspire you with the confidence to live a happy, healthy, and more balanced life. If you found today's content meaningful, please tag me in your stories or posts or follow me on Instagram. Like and subscribe and leave a 5-star written review.